We're bringing you some breaking news out of Gaza, and a fire in a residential building has killed 21 people. Let's speak to Yumna Sayed. She's joining us on the line from Gaza. Yumna, what are you hearing about this fire that broke out in the Jabalia refugee camp?
Yes, so according to local sources, in the same neighborhood of where this residential building, where the fire erupted in this residential building, they said that the family was actually having a birthday party, and there was a gas leak in the home where the people were, where the family was, and a lot of visitors, the guests, were in that party as well. When the candles were lit, and that's when the fire quickly erupted, and big explosions happened in the home. It's a residential building, so the fire actually not just that apartment, but grew to outside the windows and outside the balcony of that home, going to the next apartment as well. Until now, 21 people were taken to a hospital, completely burned and dead. There is a number, dozens have been injured. We still don't know the exact number of injuries. The Ministry of Health said that numbers have arrived to Indonesian hospital in the northern of Gaza Strip. And until now, like recently, just a while ago, the civil defense was still trying to control the fire. They were still trying to put off or put down the fire. They have succeeded in doing that. But until now, they have not been able to know the exact number of the people who have been lost or killed by this incident.
Right. So we do expect perhaps then the death toll to rise then. So far, we're hearing, as you're saying, 21 people, and that includes women and children, Yumna.
Yes, women, children, men, and a number of people are still not identified where they are, whether they're in the injuries or among those who have been killed. Unfortunately, even the bodies that were taken to the hospital, they were burned. And that's why there is now a little bit of a problem in identifying exactly who these bodies are for.
Tell us once again.
We're still waiting for the final results by the Ministry of Health.
Okay, and for anyone just joining us on Al Jazeera, just remind us once again what you're learning about the cause of this fire in Jabalia.
Again, they said, according to local sources, that it's because of a gas leak that caused the fire when the candles were being lighted for a birthday party. So according to local sources, the main reason is that it's a gas leak.
Give us a sense of that particular area in Gaza. And Gaza, as we know, is quite densely populated. Just talk us through that particular area, Yumna.
Now, first of all, we're saying Jabalia refugee camp. So when we're talking about refugee camps in Gaza, it means that we're talking about very densely populated areas. The buildings are very, very much attached to one another. And that's why usually when there is a fire like this, when there is an airstrike, when there is anything, then the casualties or the destruction is not only in that area or that part. It goes or spreads quickly to the parts that are around that area. And that's why there's always a massive destruction when there is any casual, when there's any incident going on in any a camp like that. Also, the civil defense here do not have the strong and lots of capabilities to actually control. It took them a long while to be able to put off the fire, to be able to reach to the building, to put down the fire, to save the people from around that building even, and from the building. We know that it's a three-story building. And the fire was in the third story, in the third floor. But the fire was going down deeply until the first floor. And that's why it was very difficult It was very difficult for the civil defense to reach with their capabilities and put off the fire quickly.
All right, Yumna, we'll let you go for now. You'll keep us across the story. Thank you so much. Yumna Sayed is our correspondent from Gaza.